Hey, John, want to hear a joke?
Yep.
Little Johnny's dad goes out and buys a robot that smacks people when they're lying. So he decides he's going to try it out at the dinner table that night. He says, Little Johnny, what did you do today? Little Johnny says, I did nothing but homework. The robot smacks Little Johnny back in the head. He says, okay, I was watching a movie. His dad said, oh, what movie were you watching? He said, I was watching Shrek. The robot smacks him in the back of the head. He says, okay, I was watching a rated R movie. Well, Johnny's dad says, when I was your age, I didn't even know what a rated R movie was. The robot smacks his dad. Mom says, huh, he sure is your son. The robot smacks his mom.
Daily reminder, the way people leave you, the way they exit your life, the way they leave their relationship or connection with you, that's all the closure you need. Find clarity in actions, not words.
Today's word of the day is
implacable.
Definition: unable to be placated.
It's the Brown at one point. The question is, who gets back up?
Success is not measured on the days when the sun shines. Success is measured on the dark, stormy, cloudy days. And if you can't absorb failure, you're never going to meet success.
There's one thing about being in dark places. If you have the courage to stay in there long enough, your eyes will start to adjust to the darkness. Your body and mind will always adjust to more suffering, to more pain. If you want to push harder, know this. Your mind quits way before your body does. So you have to be willing to go way into that darkness and find more of yourself.
Failure is not final, it's formative. It is part of the process. It's part of the journey. Your failure matters as much as your success. How do you think you're going to grow if you don't ever fail? Every one of my successes is stacked on top of failures. Failure is just another peg in the ladder for me to go higher. And some of you in this room today, you need to change your mind because some of you are thinking about giving up because you're in a season of failure. But just because you failed doesn't mean that God doesn't have a bright future in store for you. It is always too soon to quit.
Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't talk negative. Average people talk problems. The greats talk solutions.
My greatest moments didn't come from my greatest moments. My greatest moments came from my greatest defeats. Because it was during my defeat that I had to find a way to get back up. I love the sun, but things don't grow because of the sun. You have to have some rain. And you've got to stop looking at rain in your life as something bad. Delay don't mean deny. Delay just means you're going to have to wait a minute. When the unsuccessful are in delay, they get nervous. They get worried. They give up. They quit. They stop. They surrender because they don't see what they think they should see. But when the successful are in delay, we work while we wait. We grind in between time. We don't give up. We don't surrender. We don't quit. We see differently. Our perspective is different. And because our perspective is different, our outcomes are different. Our rewards are different.
I will my way through every situation, every trial, every tribulation. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's cancer. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's MS. I will my way through it. I don't care if I'm struggling in school and I'm trying to get a degree. I will my way through it. I don't care if you fail the boards. Go again. I don't care if you fail the law exam. Go again. Will your way through it. Some things you can skill yourself through. Some stuff you gotta will your way through.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congress barreling toward a government shutdown, the first in 5 years. That after the House failed to pass a short-term funding fix. ABC's Jabra O'Brien says holdout Republicans are refusing to compromise on a deal to avert the Sunday shutdown deadline.
I can tell you the lawmakers that I'm speaking with have almost all resigned themselves to the possibility or the likelihood, rather, of a government shutdown. One said to me, it's not if we shut down, it's for how long we shut down. So not a high level of optimism. awesome here on Capitol Hill.
At the same time today, tributes pouring in for the late Dianne Feinstein. The senator from California died at her home in D.C. last night. The 90-year-old became the longest-serving female senator in Congress.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer led the Senate in a moment of silence. A bouquet of flowers sat atop a black mourning cloth, which had been draped over the desk of California's senior senator.
We look at that desk, and we know what we have lost.
Tributes on the floor featured members of both parties praising Dianne Feinstein as a pioneering woman devoted to the institution, her constituents, and her colleagues. Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski.
We have lost an extraordinary woman, and we have lost a friend.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
In Georgia, Scott Hall, the bail bondsman charged in the interference election case, along with other defendants, including former President Trump, has become the first to enter a plea deal. ABC's Aaron Katursky has details.
He has agreed to plead guilty, and he was sentenced to effectively 5 years probation. He needs to write a letter of apology, serve 200 hours of community service, and crucially, testify against his co-defendants in this case.
Las Vegas authorities arrested a suspect in the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur in 1996. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis is charged with the murder and the drive-by shooting. You're listening to ABC News. The outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff making headlines at his retirement ceremony earlier today.
Recent social media posts by former President Trump suggested General Mark Milley, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, should be executed for communications he had with Chinese officials during the January 6th attack. Milley has said he wishes those comments were not made. At his retirement ceremony Friday, he said,
"We don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator."
It's an apparent swipe at the former president, whom Milley did not mention by name.
We take an oath to the idea that it's America, and we're willing to die to protect it.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
A Tennessee judge has ended a conservatorship between former NFL player Michael Oher and a Memphis couple who adopted the then 18-year-old into their home and controlled his finances. Oher claims he was owed money. That story subject of the film The Blind Side, which earned Sandra Bullock an Oscar. A deluge hitting New York City today. It didn't just flood subways and streets and cause rush hour distress and lingering delays. It also helped liberate an animal in Central Park Zoo. A sea lion managed to get out of its flooded pool and hop and crawl around, having a great time. Staff monitored the field trip for a while before returning the marine mammal back to the pool once the flooding had receded there. The sea lion said to be resting comfortably now in its enclosure. This is ABC News.
The following program can be heard across platforms such as Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And with that being said, the Ace of Alone Show starts right now.
Every step I've ever taken in the wrong direction helped me get to where I am today and led to monumental moments in my life that I would not have got.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Friday, and you're listening to the Ace of Alone Show. I'm still the aforementioned Ace of Alone. Now today, before we get into what we're going to get into today, I would like to share with you all my new favorite song. You guys know the drill. Do it all the time. I've been doing it all the time for 4 seasons. So I'm going to shut up and press play. Hope you guys enjoy.
Nothing came easy for me, no matter how hard I believed. Never did fit in the mold. It's not gonna work, I've been told. I'm just too stubborn, I guess. Maybe it's all just a test. Heart beating out of my chest. No is a word that I will not accept. They say I should go home. Square pegging around. Oh, the hell do they know? People don't understand, there is no alternate plan. fade, not something I fear. La la la, I cover my ass. They said I should go home, square pegging around. Oh, what the hell do they know? Should go home, square pegging all round. Oh, what the hell do they know? Oh, oh, oh. All my life I had to keep fighting. I'ma prove them all or I'ma die trying. Head like a stone, heart like a lion. I'ma prove them all or I'ma die trying.
That was Die Trying by New Medicine. And that beat out Dear God by Dax. And I gotta say, they're not a new band, but I recently found them on Spotify, so they're new to me. And just, wow. Like, I've been listening to their music for a few days now, and, you know, I gotta say, it just... it blows me away. It's all, their music is pretty rad and I like it. And coincidentally, they have actually become my new favorite band. Previously it was Grandson, and now New Medicine actually beat out Grandson. So, that's that. Without any further ado, let's get to what we're going to get into today. And this is Listen Along number 26. Which is Seth Rollins versus Edge at SummerSlam 2021. And the backstory behind this match is, I got to take it back a year. So you guys remember in 2020, Edge made his miraculous return to the Royal Rumble after being medically disqualified from ever competing in WWE again. Due to breaking his neck back in 2003. And he miraculously recovered. And, I mean, his return in 2020 and his eventual retirement, I believe, this year, which sucks. But, I mean, he didn't win a championship all 3 years that he had, that his run was here, but he had awesome, awesome matches and rivalries. I mean, his second run was awesome. But anyway, so Edge had an opportunity back at Money in the Bank 2021 to go after Roman Reigns in the Universal Championship. Awesome matchup. The ending, Seth Rollins comes down, distracts Edge long enough for Roman Reigns to hit his spear, which of course is Edge's finishing move as well. Hits a spear on Edge and retains the Universal Championship. So that rivalry kicked off because Seth cost Edge the Universal title. But it actually goes back to 7 years prior to this. Back in 2014, where Edge and Christian hosted the final Raw of 2014, and at the end of the night, Seth Rollins was going to curb stomp Edge and permanently put him in a wheelchair. And if you guys saw the episode of Raw, John Cena would make the save, and so all of this rivalry dates back to that day, that Edge says, you know, during this, the build up to SummerSlam, Edge says that, you know, you didn't do what you said you were going to do 7 years ago, and that was put me in a wheelchair. That would have been your defining moment. And you blew it. And, I mean, the build up to this match was epic. I'm probably not doing it justice with the backstory. Edge would, you know, go on to say that Seth is nothing but Edge Light. And both of their careers, Seth and Edge's, have been parallel. Both men have won Money in the Bank. Both men have won a Royal Rumble. Edge actually two. Seth only one. Both men have been multiple world champions. But they've never faced off one-on-one, ever, in WWE. And now they have the chance at SummerSlam. So without any further ado, I'm going to get it queued up. Please enjoy Seth Rollins versus Edge at SummerSlam 2021.
This is Edge's opportunity. It's his moment.
I should be standing here as the Universal Champion.
Edge has that thing all the way locked in.
But I'm not. And there's one reason why. Seth Rollins.
Where'd he come from?
Seth Rollins just cost Edge the damn title.
I am the rightful heir to the Universal Championship.
Seth believed that Edge stole his opportunity.
Nothing would make me happier than to crush your dreams.
Rotten, selfish bastard.
This does not end well for either one of us, but it's got to end.
I know what you're thinking.
Because I was already there.
Edge making a statement to Seth Rollins.
I continue to be one step ahead of you.
I will finish what I started in 2014.
Seth Rollins just can't let it go.
When I get that opportunity again, and I've got my boot on the back of your surgically repaired neck,
I'm going to end your fairy tale.
I know that if you hit that curb stomp, it probably ends my career. We both walk around with a chip on our shoulders.
So it makes us who we are.
I smashed through that glass ceiling so someone like you could fly through.
You did it first.
Rollins with a heist of the century!
But I did it better.
King of the ring.
Intercontinental champion.
World champion.
Universal champion.
Two-time Royal Rumble winner, Grand Slam champion. Won it all.
You are not on my level.
And done it all. You're trying to walk in my footsteps, but you can't fill them.
I am better than you in every single way.
At the end of the day, you're just Edge Light, kid.
Shut your mouth. That's it. I've had enough.
What about you and I, one-on-one for the first time ever at SummerSlam?
You want me one-on-one at SummerSlam?
You're on. One or both of us walks out of this match differently
than they went in.
I'm willing to take that risk.
Are you?
You know what it's like to have my boot on the back of your neck.
You didn't finish the job, and now it's biting you in the ass.
I will not hesitate.
You have no idea.
I will not hold back.
The depths that I will sink to.
And if that puts you out for good.
To get the job done.
Then so be it.
But you're gonna find out. Pandora's box, violence, and mental
most
pain.
Evil mind.
You have no idea.
But you're gonna find out.
Beware. Take care. Because the freaks come out at night.
What the hell just happened? The brood bath. Edge is back in that place.
At SummerSlam.
At SummerSlam.
This long-storied history. 7 years in the making, Seth Rollins.
I beat you.
Edge.
I beat you.
For the first time ever.
Burn it down!
for one ball. Introducing first from Davenport, Iowa, weighing in at 217 pounds, Seth Rollins.
Oh, it's a good thing Seth Rollins wore black tonight.
Way to get that in before the burn it down. Last night he had an all-white, crispy, clean suit that got ruined with a bruised back. Tonight, the architect, Seth Rollins, has a legend on his head.
And tonight, WWE SummerSlam is sponsored by WWE 2K22. Redesigned engine, new controls, stunning graphics, and all your favorite WWE superstars and legends. WWE 2K22, it hits different coming March 2022. And by the new WWE Credit One Visa. Scan the QR code or visit ultimatewecard.com to see if you pre-qualify now. Seth Rollins looking like something out of Sgt. Pepper's and the Lonely Hearts Club Band, but nonetheless, it is amazing to me, Pat, that how Seth Rollins and Edge's careers have paralleled, that they've never met in one-on-one action. First time ever here tonight.
I have no idea who you just compared him to. This is a dream matchup, and both Seth and Edge know that. I think that's why it's gotten so personal at this point. Seth Rollins said, congrats, Edge. You've gotten back to a dark place. I wake up on a Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday like that. Seth is confident and ready to go against a rated R superstar. Kind of sadistic, Seth, right? He can go from happy to sad, happy to sad. This manic man has been set on ending Edge. Tonight he gets a chance. Dressed like Sergeant Poppers or whoever the hell you said.
Sergeant Peppers.
Of course.
Seth Rollins looking to Edge, looking to end not only Edge's night, but his career here at SummerSlam.
Seth said last week that Edge's kids should be pushing him in a wheelchair because of what Seth decided not to do in 2014. 7 years in the making. Seth Rollins and Edge. This is amazing.
To a brooding place, an historic place,
over 20 years ago. Edge, part of the group known as The Brood, which was capable of inflicting terrible pain and psychological warfare on its opponents. Throughout the years, Edge would become the ultimate opportunist, the master manipulator, the rated R superstar, and tonight, the Hall of Famer, the 11-time world champion, has his sights set on Seth Rollins.
Edge said he liked that Seth Rollins pushed him to this place in his heart where he had black blood. The ultimate opportunist. The mind game master.
Pat, when you think of this match tonight between Rollins and Edge, the strategy for the two men, first for Edge.
Don't get stomped.
For Seth Rollins.
Figure out how to stomp.
And that is what Edge has to avoid, the stomp that could end his career. Remember, Edge out of action for a decade because of a surgically repaired neck. We never thought we'd ever have this moment, let alone the fact that Edge would be in the middle of the ring in front of over 50,000 people at SummerSlam.
Famer and one future one.
And now the lockup center of the ring. Rollins went for the neck early, and Edge dropped him with a right hand. You notice how Rollins targeted the back of Edge's neck with his first blow of the match.
The architect Seth Rollins knows that that transfused neck is where he needs to go.
Seth Rollins is so confident, Pat, but when Edge called him Edge Light a couple of weeks ago, Rollins couldn't shake that off. It got under his skin. It really bothers Rollins.
The people in Tulsa would chant Edge Light at him. Seth has accomplished everything here, as has Edge.
Side headlock applied by Edge. Rollins, a handful of hair worn by the official. Edge with a right hand. And Edge now taking the fight to Rollins and sends Rollins over the top rope, and Seth's going to have to try to regroup early.
Edge has a 10-pack currently.
Whoa. Three. Frustrated already is Rollins.
Four. Five. I mean, he is. Has he already lost it, you think? I mean, he's...
Well, we're at a count of six already, Patton.
You only got 10, pal.
Rollins at 7 is going to make his way back into the ring. And Rollins again went for a right hand and blocked by Edge. And Edge driving Rollins back toward the corner.
These mind games, that frustration of Seth is what Edge is feeding on.
Oh, and think about what he went through 24 hours ago, Rollins. He had that brood bat, that dark, gooey substance dumped all over him. The humiliation and embarrassment of that. And look at Rollins attacking the back of the neck. Seth Rollins walked over the top rope again. Another counter by Edge.
Edge knows exactly what Seth wants.
What?
Just because Seth is upset doesn't mean Edge is not.
And this time Edge is not going to allow Rollins to regroup. He's going to take the fight to Seth right here in front of us at the announce table and send Rollins into the apron, kidney first, and now Rollins into the barricade.
Edge in that dark place. Punishing Seth Rollins outside the ring.
Well, Rollins talked a lot about Edge's family and sending Edge home here in a wheelchair after tonight. Edge into the ring. Rollins misses wildly. Edge knee right to the back. And again, Rollins driven out of the ring. And Edge with a baseball slide. Rollins stepped out of harm's way. And now drives Edge in the back of his head into the ring post.
Two. Edge has been cleared. He's come back and done amazing things since being recalled.
And again, for Edge, neck first into the post.
But Seth is going to attack that every single opportunity he gets.
Well, and he told Edge that. He was pretty clear about his intentions in this match tonight. Stomp Edge so he could never come back, correct the mistake Rollins feels he made 7 years ago.
And remember, this all happened because Edge, in Seth's eyes, cut him in line for a Universal Championship opportunity. And now Seth is looking like...
And now driving Edge in the back of his neck into the steel steps. And this is what Edge had to avoid, and he hasn't been able to do it.
Those steel steps did not budge as Edge's head bounced off it.
And Rollins now sends Edge into the ring.
Edge holding the back of his head. Seth notices.
Rollins looking for a neck breaker, and he delivers it. Rollins into the cover to put Edge away, and Edge has to kick out at two. And you made the point, Pat, that Rollins, when Edge, in Rollins' mind, cut the line, got the opportunity at the Universal Championship, it did not sit well with Rollins. And since that moment, Rollins has wanted to punish Edge. Even cost Edge, perhaps, the Universal Championship just last month.
I mean, who knows if Roman would have been able to get a win without him, but Seth definitely screwed over Edge last month. He's been possessed. He's attacked him from behind.
And again, working on the neck of Edge, and he heard Edge, the agony in his voice.
Seth said terrible things about Edge's family, while also saying, what about my family? Seth wants to get back to the top of the marquee. He wants to eliminate anybody that says anything disparaging about him. And Brood Edge has done such a thing. Seth said Edge is a narcissist that needs to get punished.
Edge trying to fight his way out of this predicament. Three right hands down to the midsection. And Rollins with a sling blade. And again, the force of that to the back of the neck of Edge hits hard. And Rollins is in position. Rollins is in position. We take another look at the sling blade, but Rollins was setting up for the stomp, and Edge wisely made it to the ropes.
If that stomp hits right there, we might never see Edge in a ring again.
And Rollins is enjoying this. 50,000 WWE fans exploding with Edge walked into the arena, and Rollins wants to silence this crowd, and he's done just that. Cover. Hook to the leg on Edge, who's got a power out at two.
Two neck breakers from Seth Rollins here early. Almost a stomp. Edge taking a beating from Seth Rollins here. Seth's enjoying it every single second of it.
Yeah, look at
it. Come on, Edge! Come on, how's that neck?
WWE Universe trying to rally the rated R superstar.
Edge had to fight years and years to come back because of that neck injury.
And now Edge, blocking and blocking again. And Owen, Rollins, knee right to the midsection. Edge reversal, Rollins into the corner. Boom. Edge just can't get anything going.
One step forward, two steps
Rollins
back.
Seth, oh, and the knee, the Clancy knee, and I believe it caught Edge on the side of the head. Hook of the leg now is enough to put him away and a kick out at two.
Knee to the button, I thought we saw. Like an Antonio Brown left hand in training camp. Clean, flush.
And watch this. And here's the knee by Rollins. It appeared he may have been going for the back of the neck, and Edge turned right at the right moment, and it caught Edge in the side of the face.
Edge doesn't want to get hit in the back of the neck, but I don't think he wants to get hit in the temple either.
And look at Rollins. Rollins enjoying this.
Edge has no idea where he is. You're in Seth's world now, pal. Disrespect. Kick to the mouth. Seth Rollins toying with his food.
Rollins again looking for a neck breaker. Edge able to block. Look at this backslide. Shoulders down. Did he get a no, too? And now Edge, plenty face first goes Rollins. And Edge creates a bit of an opening here. Can he capitalize?
It's moments like those that made Edge a Hall of Famer.
Shoulder to the midsection. Look at a weakened Rollins. Now,
you can get a punch to the back. Sorry, Cole.
Rollins top rope, Edge going up after him.
What are these two thinking about doing?
And again, elbows to the back of the neck. Very risky for Edge to go up top like this. Because of that.
Anytime he has his head out there on a platter, Seth's going to take advantage.
And now Rollins top rope. Seth Rollins top rope. Edge is in trouble. Rollins flying through the sky with a splash for the cover and the win, and Edge at 2.5.
Picture perfect 5-star frog splash from Seth Rollins.
Now the height Rollins got in his splash, and he connected to Edge, but again, the veteran instinct of the 11-time world champion.
Here we go, Seth eyeing up Edge. Smart.
Yeah, again, Seth was in position to deliver the stomp. Edge realized that. He rolled under the ropes to avoid it.
Edge was also in the position to get stomped. Realized it. Got the hell out of the way. Finding his bearings here.
Edge is trying to somehow
pull. You think you're more clever than I am?
He did dump a boot back on you last night, Seth.
You can do anything!
Rollins trying to drag Edge up to the top rope. Edge trying to fight back. Precarious situation for both superstars. Edge up top.
So is Seth. Finding their balance. Who's going to outwit?
Oh, and a spinning neck breaker off the top rope. And now Edge has an opportunity, but Edge may have hurt himself as well.
Had to have taken something out of Edge, but what a move! Neck breaker from the top from Edge!
Again, watch the impact off that spinning, turning neck breaker. Both men hitting hard. Critical moment in this match. Edge is down, Rollins is down. Who can make it to their feet first?
Edge came out through fire, realizing he's in the middle of hell right now with Seth. Two legends.
Edge dragging himself to his knees, Rollins up as well. And Edge sends Rollins off the top rope, and you feel maybe the momentum could be shifted a little bit off the clothesline by Edge. Boot to the face.
Edge is rolling. Seth is reeling.
And Edge now. Oh, connecting with the execution. And the cover by Edge to put Rollins away. Almost had him. 2.5.
The execution is back. Pop up DDT. Seth's face to the mat. What does Edge have to do?
Seth had this thing won just moments ago. All changed so quickly. The rated R superstar feeding off Allegiant Stadium.
Edge back to his feet now. Sure. Seth Rollins, though, face first. Edge into the second turnbuckle. And Rollins turns things around.
Little bait and tackle. Act like you're hurt. Set the person up and bury their face into
the kick. Edge. Oh, and Edge. Here's the cover. Is it enough to put him away? And a kick out.
That was close. Seth had it all figured out. And Edge almost gets the dub.
Edge making his way outside.
Yeah, and this is risky for Edge, Pat, trying to pull out all the stops. Edge out on the apron, and now Edge is going to try to climb to the top rope. You see him favoring his neck. Worked on throughout the matchup by Seth.
Is Edge a high flyer?
Not at all, and the problem is here for Edge is, again, the neck. And Seth Rollins looks to meet him there. Edge took way too much time. Rollins met him there, and now Seth Rollins top rope. Superplex! Rollins turns it around into the Falcon Arrow. Cover by Rollins. Hook of the leg. Edge able to kick out.
Seth pushed Edge to a place he hadn't been to in a long time. Edge thinking he has to do more than what he's ever done before. Goes to the top rope right where Seth wanted him. Superplex.
The impact to the neck.
Roll through. Falcon Arrow.
Again, impact to the back of the neck.
Vintage Rollins. 2.75.
And now Rollins is beginning to understand in his first matchup against Edge what the rated R superstar is all about. But now Edge is, he's in trouble. And Rollins is set. Edge is in the middle of the ring, nowhere to go. Edge Rollins could be setting up for the stomp that could end Edge's career. Rollins into the stomp. Edge moving out of harm's way. Rollins, though, counters. Rollins, and there's Edge. Look at there, slam, slam by Edge. Cover, kick out by Rollins.
Picture perfect glam slam after almost getting his neck chopped in half from a stomp. Whoa! You talk about Edge's family.
Paying homage to his Hall of Fame wife, Edge almost put Seth Rollins away. And Rollins at 2.5.
That would have been incredible irony with Seth talking about wheelchairs and careers being ended. If Edge would have won that thing with a glam. What does Edge have to do to beat Seth Rollins?
What does Rollins have to do to beat Edge?
One stomp. He's been looking for it.
Now Edge hung up on the top rope. And now Rollins has Edge.
What?
So my God, oh God, the neck. Did you see the way the neck snapped back?
Nowhere for that thing to stop. He was like a Pez dispenser. His head flipping over the ropes. Seth is ruthless.
Oh, went for the stop. And Edge moved out of harm's way. Drives Rollins into the post. That was so close.
Neckbreaker through the ropes, almost a stomp. Edge in desperation saves his career potentially.
Edge with a spear, my goodness! That is how much winning this match means to Edge.
Holy words I can't say on the cock, peacock, Edge. Spear through the ropes.
That particular gentleman has...
And now driving Rollins' face first.
Look at shutting the screen off. Down goes the LED board.
Yeah, thanks to Rollins' impact.
His face turned off the screen. Edge trying to end this battle.
Cover now by Edge to put Rollins away and win the matchup. 2.5, and again, a kick out by Rollins. Another near fall in this incredible match.
Seth Rollins is a lot of things. A lot of people say a lot of things about Seth Rollins. None of them good, normally. I have no idea how he is kicking out right now.
A tremendous athlete, there's no doubt about that. A four-time world champion.
Edge. Coming alive. Eyes are wide.
Yeah, look at Edge. He realizes this is his moment, his opportunity. He's got Seth in his sights.
Clear eyes, full heart.
Edge looking for a spear. Oh, and he countered. Rollins countered. Rollins countered. Cover for the win. Over Edge. Hooks the leg. And Edge at 2.5 again survives.
I've never seen this counter.
It was a pedigree. Rollins countered a spear with a pedigree.
The authorities are going to love that for sure. What a moment. What a counter. The architect.
And now with Edge down. And notice Rollins, it's his turn to try to climb to the top rope. Rollins having a hard time just dragging his body up there. All the punishment that he's been put through in this match. Rollins went for the corkscrew moonsault. Bam! Cover for the win! Rollins kicks out! Are you kidding me?
Edge with a spear! To the surprise of everybody!
And look at Edge's face. Disbelief has come across the rated R superstar.
Seth Rollins going for a corkscrew moonsault. Sees that Edge moves out of the way, tries to catch himself. Boom! Spear from the rated R superstar.
And Rollins at almost nice three. He almost got caught. And Edge can't believe it. And if you're Edge, Pat, what's going through your head? That may have been your last chance, your best opportunity, your biggest move to put Rollins away, and you couldn't get it done.
50,000 people watching the Hall of Famer Edge do everything he can do to put Seth Rollins away.
Oh, Edge. Oh, and a blow right to the back of the neck.
Tried this early, connected here late.
And now Rollins looking to punish Edge. Looked like Edge was going for the kill switch there. And oh, and a blow again to the back of the neck.
Three transfusions on that neck for Edge. Seth targeting it here late.
And again a kick. And Edge may be out.
This has been the plan all along for Seth. Now that we're in the deep end, they're both dog tired.
And Rollins has got him in place for the stop. Rollins looking for the stop. Edge's career could be ended right here by Seth Rollins. And he connects.
2014, he didn't pull the trigger.
He's damn going to try to pull the trigger tonight. Edge caught him. Edge caught him. Edge turns it around. And look at Edge stepping through. Pat, this is the Educator. Edge has brought the Educator back.
The execution, the Educator.
Rollins trying to make it to the ropes. Edge going real old school here tonight. Trying to put Rollins away. Rollins trying to make it to the bottom rope. Can he get there? Can he force the break? Edge drags it back to the center of the ring. Rollins, though, roll up, shoulders down, kick out at two. And now Edge, look at the cross face. Cross face is in. The cross face is in. Edge drags it back to the center of the ring. Nowhere for Rollins to go. Is Rollins going to tap? He's going to try to pry their hands apart.
Edge trying to put Seth out.
Rollins does momentarily. And now the vicious, vicious side of Edge. The dark side coming out.
This is what Edge said when he said, I want to a dark place.
And now Edge locking in. The sleeper, the crossface sleeper. Rollins taps, Edge wins.
Here is your winner by submission, the Rated R Superstar, Edge.
How good it must feel.
Seth said terrible things about Edge, his family. Seth attacked Edge from behind. Disgraced and disrespected everything Edge was about. In here, in front of 50,000 people at Allegiant Stadium, Edge makes Seth tap out in front of his family in the entire WWE Universe.
For the first time ever, these two men meet in a matchup. It happens here at SummerSlam. And the Rated R Superstar, the 11-time world champion, is able to knock off the Architect.
Seth planned on breaking Edge's neck. And instead,
and we talked about it at the top of the matchup, Edge needed to avoid the stomp. And Edge did just that. Rollins went for the stomp a number of times in this matchup. This was the final try. And Edge was able to block.
Outpowered Seth, threw him to the ground, then got him locked up. And after a quick pin attempt by Seth, Edge smashes Seth's skull off the canvas in a ruthless fashion, puts in a sleeper, and Seth taps out in front of 50,000. Seth told everybody he was going to go for the stomp. Edge heard it, planned for it, and got a win at SummerSlam.
He can see clearly now. Edge with a huge win at SummerSlam.
Well, there you have it. Edge defeats Seth Rollins in an instant classic at SummerSlam. And they actually went on to have two more matches after this one. I have the third and final match as a listen along. The second matchup happened, on a SmackDown episode. I don't do Raw and SmackDown, matches as listen alongs. I'm not to say that Raw and SmackDown don't have awesome TV matches, because they do, but I just feel like I do pay-per-views. I just think the matches are, in my opinion, better on pay-per-views. So that's why I do the listen-alongs on pay-per-views, not Raw and SmackDown. But yeah, what an awesome matchup that was. Like I said, instant classic. And man, I've been leaving you guys with instant classics to end my listen-alongs every season since I started these. Back in season 2, it was the Usos, versus the New Day in the first ever tag team Hell in a Cell match. Last season was Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania. And this season ends with Edge getting a victory over Seth Rollins in another instant classic. I don't mean to actually do that. It's just the way that the list is, that I made the list. Well, actually, I just contradicted myself, because I just said it's not the way I meant to do that, and then I just said, oh, it's the way I made the list. So, I contradicted myself. But I don't know what's going to be the last one, though. When I make the list, though, I don't know which one's going to be the last one, you know? But I'm actually glad that that happens, because then it anticipates the wait time that you guys got to wait until I make the new season. And you're thinking like, damn, what is he going to, what's the next match that he's going to do that's going to top the last one? So, we'll see. But I'm grateful to do these for you guys when I do them. And yes, this is the final listen along of season 4. And what a way to go out with a bang. Edge getting the victory, man. And Edge's second run, nothing short of phenomenal. Top tier matches with a whole new crop of talent. But anyway, I'm going to end this episode and ride off into the sunset. But before I go, I'm going to hit you guys with a little bit of wisdom. Today's moment of Zen. Brad Warner said, rather than face what really is, we prefer to retreat and compare what we're living through with the way we think it ought to be. Suffering comes from the comparison between the two. That sums in for you guys. I am full of it. And until next time, I'll be back with more wisdom, more vitriol, and more of the Ace of Alone show. Take care, guys. Have a happy Friday.
CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch plan to keep the government open seems to have collapsed. It's after a package he offered up was shot down. Now millions of federal employees could either go on furlough starting Sunday or work without getting paid. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports.
Alice Silver can smile while she watches her kids play, but that grin fades when she thinks about what's looming.
Times are hard as it is, and a paycheck being missed is a big problem.
Silver's husband is one of more than 1 million members of the military who's facing the prospect of working without pay and potentially choosing between feeding their families or paying their bills. She had a message for members of Congress who will still be receiving paychecks during the shutdown.
Think about us real people who have real problems and real bills to pay.
Tributes have been pouring in all day for Senator Dianne Feinstein, who we learned died last night at the age of 90. Fellow Senator Amy Klobuchar says Feinstein broke the glass ceiling for people like her.
When you're able to see how she would study something so she knew the answers if anyone asked her, you realize you're not going to mess with her unless you know what you're doing. And for me, that was the best example. It wasn't exactly some glorious sentence, because she was always very, very focused on her work. It was much more how she led by example.
He was gunned down on the Las Vegas Strip 27 years ago, now an arrest in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Las Vegas Sheriff Kevin McMahill says they've arrested 60-year-old Dwayne Davis.
Davis was arrested this morning by my LVMPD criminal apprehension team, and this investigation started on the night of September 7th. 1996. It is far from over.
Davis, a former gang leader, has been linked to the case for a while. It's been a really wet September for a swath of the Northeast, and today the big one, as more than half a foot of rain fell in some places, including in New York City. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
This is more than 2 months worth of rain in less than 36 hours. And this same region has had over 5, 6, 7, 8 inches of rain for the entire month of September so far, about 3 or 4 inches of which fell in just the last week alone.
More striking workers. The United Auto Workers strike has expanded to plants in Illinois and Michigan. Chris Haddad works at the Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio.
We should be doing better. Yeah. And the company's doing great. Right. And we're proud of that. You know, we want the company to do well, but we need, you know, gotta give us something.
The additional 7,000 union members joining the picket lines today means there are now 25,000 striking auto workers. This is
If you guys enjoyed that episode, do me a favor. Leave me a 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Audible. Or however many stars you think I deserve. And until next time, I'll catch your asses down the road.
I have a clue, what could that be? They tell me that I'm never gonna make it. They want me to build something that can make sense. They hate when I keep dreaming I'll be famous.
But I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna keep chasing.
They tell me that I'm never gonna make it. They want me to build something that can make sense. They hate when I keep dreaming I'll be famous.
But I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna keep chasing.
I think I could be special if I get rid of the devils. They think that I am a rebel. I think they want me to settle. There's nobody on my left.